this happened before. I don't think it's a conspiracy. It's just Murphy's Law. Our phone system locked up. I said, hey, are the phones clear from earlier? They go, yeah, the phone system's down. I thought they meant like the phone system is, you know, not on right now. And they're like, no, it's locked up. But I think it'll boot back up. They're in there slapping it around a little bit. I've never even seen it do it this way. But it's fine because our guest has so much to get to and so many clips and so much to talk about. But Phil Turney, head of the USS Liberty Association, this is a short segment. Some stations join us about 6 minutes. We'll have a one-minute break. What else do you think should be imparted to listeners about this historic event? And just at the same time, thank God it's finally exploded. Because it's been building for a while, but obviously it's really broken out there. I know the question for the short segment, because I know a bunch of other people that have been involved in this have been threatened and things. What pressure have you ever been put under or other USS Liberty survivors by different angles of the Israel lobby or others to shut up?
That's a great question. Back when my daughter, Dee, was in grade school, we got a threat that they were going to take out my daughter. And we rushed down to the grade school and got her out of school. And when they want to go after your family, it hurts a lot. Go after me, but not my family. I was in San Diego, California with my wife. My son was graduating from Butts in Coronado, California. And we were in a restaurant at the bar having a drink, waiting to get a table. And this guy got to the sat on the right-hand side of me. And I didn't pay any attention to him at first. And then he says, oh, you were aboard the USS Liberty, huh? And I said, yeah, how'd you know that? Well, I'm here to deliver a message to you. I'm a Mossad agent, and you need to shut up and shut up now, or bad, bad things are going to happen to you. He had a big watch, Alex, and he put it in my face like this. I thought he was going to, you know, squirt me with something or camera me out or what. I don't know what he was doing. So I pushed it away, and it got more heated. My wife heard it. She heard the whole thing. And boy, she went crazy after him. She just almost dived over me to get to him. And he got pretty well cussed out, I'll tell you that. And security came and gave us a walk up to our room and told us to stay in our room till in the morning. We did. We went back down, and I asked the manager, who was that dude? And they said, well, he'd been here a couple times, saying he was a doctor. So how did he know I was there, Alex? He was scoping me out. They must have found out by my credit card or something else that I was there to give me a very harsh warning to shut up. Well, I didn't shut up. I'm never going to shut up. This is too important for America. What this foreign government did to our country is so savage. Back then, even in 67, it's so worse now. So, yeah, I've been threatened. Phone calls, everything you can believe. I've had my computers hacked, burned up. I mean, I had to buy new computers. They were so badly trashed. But I keep on because it's my duty as an American. You don't leave your brothers behind dead, slaughtered by a foreign government, and then your old government tells you to shut up about it like it never happened.
Well, I'll tell you, I mean, this phone box, we never had a phone box do this. It just locked up all its lights on. It's fried as soon as you came on the show. But I'm sure it's just an accident. We'll be right back in 60 seconds to talk more about this. Stay with us.
Thanks for having me. Before I start, wanted to pitch a couple of the products there for the listeners. The bovine colostrum has been fantastic. My mom had tremendous results, similar to the results your mom had with her hair and skin. Methylene blue, the mental clarity, the focus has been amazing. I just found that I just needed to up the dose a little bit from the recommendation, and then that really hit. So definitely helps to support the broadcast. Alex, the reason you're so successful and the reason so many people chime in is because you have the best guests. That does include Victor Boot, but I will reference the legendary Gerald Celente. What does he say time after time? When there's nothing left, they take us to war.
The bovine clause is incredible. The methylene blue, you fund us. You're our funders, not the Israelis or the Muslims or the Russians or the U.S. government. You fund us at the AlexJonesStore.com. And the new news site for all the feeds and articles is AlexJonesLive.com. And on Rumble, rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Show Live. We'll be right back.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Wow, Phil Turney is our guest. He heads up the USS Liberty Survivors Association. He's been the most continued, dogged, consistent person exposing it. Now it's all over the news, coming out in Congress, thanks to Congressman Massey. Israel drag us into these wars. Israel primarying pro-America, America First leaders. Netanyahu openly defying Trump, saying we're going to keep you in the war. We're going to keep bombing Lebanon. We're going to keep bombing Iran. They're just blowing up the entire South Lebanon, the bridges. They've now confirmed they've got huge spray planes spraying concentrated glyphosate all over the crops, all over southern Lebanon so that the plants won't grow. Remember what the Romans did to Carthage because they got mad that they fought them. They salted the earth. I mean, this is wild. But some stations don't carry that first five, so I'm not going to ask him to retell it, but that's big news. Talk about never talking about himself. I've been interviewing this guy off and on for 30 years, probably, at least close to that. And I should have asked, because I know they threatened a bunch of other people and stuff. I'm like, oh, by the way, did you ever get threatened? Yeah, they threatened to go after my daughter when she was in grade school if I didn't shut up. And yeah, when I was down there with my son with the Navy SEALs or Buds training, and they came into the restaurant bar and threatened me and my wife. My wife jumped on the guy. I mean, it's like, wow. I mean, just to tell you the level of this stuff and how crazy it gets, I should have asked you the question this way. Like I said, the captain kind of stayed quiet until right before he died, but pretty much everybody else, despite all the serious threats of being in prison for life or killed, you started speaking up. But I know you were one of the early ones. What was the process? How long after did you start to decide to speak out? And then what was the history of the USS Liberty Association and what you guys had to go through, back then when nobody'd have you on talk radio, basically, and, you don't question Israel, that's impossible. You know, they're more Christ-like than Jesus himself. You go to hell if you even say that anybody in Israel ever did anything wrong. They're above the law. What was the process for you to decide to stand up and speak out and to go from super humble beginnings, like myself and many others did, on Access TV or whatever, to now one of the biggest stories in the world, month after month after month? You're just building and building and building. I mean, we're not hyping it. That's a fact. So all the detractors, all the threats, all the devices of the devil have now been turned against him if we persevere. I think that's the story of Christians and story of God's people over and over again, is we're in the long haul here. So what was your awakening like? What was the process like? Like you said, you're being attacked. You're pro-Israel at the time until you later learn here come the torpedo boats. You're like, hi, and they're firing torpedoes and heavy machine guns and rockets at you, and you're like, oh. So then from then on out, what was the process of awakening and then your quest to get the truth out that's now really bearing fruit?
Yeah, absolutely. My awakening was, I was I'll put it this way. I was a pretty broken man after the Liberty attack, and I could never get it out of my mind. It was always part of me, which is in my book. And about 18 years after the attack, the USS Liberty Veterans Association was formed. And I've read a letter written by Stan White, Master Chief Spy. He was a CT in the Rocky Mountain News. It was a short article, but I read it. And I thought, oh, my God, if he's talking, I'm going to start talking. And I had remarried at that time. I'd been married to my wife about a year. I never told her I was even in the military. And I come home with this and told her, and she's backed me every since that day. You know, she believed me and stood behind me the whole time. And thanks to Stan White, 42 years ago when I read that and became a member, a founding member of the LVA, Liberty Veterans Association, my life completely changed. Because it took a weight off my back, Alex. I can't tell you what it did to me. It gave me wings. And it tells the truth, not to forget the 34. In fact, I got a tattoo right here. I don't know if you can see it, of the 34 men.
Yes, sir.
Slaughtered that day. Because they've been in my heart all my life. I've never forgot them. So I decided, well, I'm going to put them on the outside of my arm so everybody would know. And on the other side, it says, USS Liberty, slaughtered by Israel, June 8, 1967. There's no other way to put it because it was a slaughter. It was a massacre. And I've never shut up since, and I'm not going to. I mean, how can you not? You can't let your shipmates down, especially the ones who were slaughtered, and then let your other shipmates down by not saying anything, and let America down.
Well, to me, that's the big one. To me, that's the big one. They're all huge. Israel's going to keep doing false flags if we don't expose this.
No, that false flags, false flags, false flags. You brought up 9/11. Go back to the JFK. I mean, how far back does it go? But I still believe the USS Liberty is the spearhead of breaking the back of the Zionist state because we're here alive to tell the truth. If Congress would get up off their rear ends and give us a shot that we've never had, but Massey, God bless him, Thomas Massey, I hope he runs for president and wins.
I agree. So expanding on that, just retelling it or expanding on other parts you get to, sounds like your wife, your second wife's quite the whippersnapper, or you know, quite the lightning bolt in a good way. So you're at this restaurant, you know, there where your son's, I guess, doing Navy SEAL training or whatever. I mean, recap it. This guy walks up and says, "I'm with Mossad. You better watch your ass." Obviously, knew you were there. Like you said, you weren't there often, so tracking your credit card, something like that. And then he threatens you, and then your wife attacks him. I mean, I love that. That's what I would do. And I guess you shoved him off of you. I mean, describe this this little event that happened. I love it.
Well, he kept on talking and telling me what I should and shouldn't do. And
this is a story. Go back to it. I bet it's burning your brain. Start over. So he comes over. He says, "Oh, you're on the Liberty," and you're like, "How do you know that?" And then continue.
Yeah, and I asked him, and he started telling me that I'm doing the wrong thing, I shouldn't be doing it. And he said, "I am Mossad." I actually said, "Well, how do I know that?" He said, "Believe me, I am." That's when the watch came up, that's when the cussing started, and I thought we were going to go to blows, but my wife took over for me, and... she's quite a gal. She went after him like a snake, and she wanted to tear his head off. But it was quite a scene. I never expected, but it did. I must say, it frightened my wife, and it frightened me too, but not to the point.
But then she really knew you were telling the truth when that happened.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
I'm saying, I bet she really knew you were telling the truth when she saw that happen.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely, she did. You know, behind every good man is a good woman, or are they in front of you? But I'll tell you what, thank God for putting women on this earth. One of the greatest gifts you ever have is a loving, trusting, faithful wife. And I've got one. I had one for the last 43 years. In fact, our anniversary is coming up Friday, and we're going to be spending time in Dallas with my son and his wife and my grandkids to celebrate our 43rd anniversary.
Well, congratulations. So I've noticed with my family being threatened, I've had the globalist deep state threaten my family too. It only made our family stronger. I mean, people don't like being threatened, and it's scary, but I don't know why they think messing with good people is going to work. In my experience, people were only asleep because they never really seen it up front. When most people, I think, now get confronted with the evil, they might get scared at first, but then they start thinking, I don't want to live my life bowing down. I'm gonna fight back. So I just tell all these different lobbies and mafia groups, just keep pushing because it's not working.
No, it's not working. In fact, it made me stronger with my dedication to get the truth out. And, you know, like I say, I'm just an E4 petty officer. But in my heart, I just always believed I was better than that. I was more than something than just a small little human being. I could do something in this world in my life. And it's coming true now, Alex, after all these years. And of course, I've been on some really, really good podcasts, Candace Owens, Jake Shields, and Owen Scheuer. I know he's worked for you, but and so many more. But people that really love our country, Alex, as you do, have people like me on. And God bless you, man. I mean that sincerely from my heart. You're an incredible human being, and it makes me proud to be with you.
Well, I appreciate you, buddy. We're just fighting evil. We're all in this together. I want to play a short clip for you. This is Kyle Serafin, who is a super respected FBI whistleblower. So much what we know with Biden and with Trump is because of this guy and his sources. And he was never, you know, an anti-Israel guy either, but he totally agreed with me yesterday. He said, now Israel's the big elephant in the room, the gorilla on our back. And he's talked to high-level folks in current intelligence that say it is bad, and that they got a whole other category of just intelligence for Israel that more and more is just being used. And then, like we talked about earlier, they've got this National Defense Authorization Act that says coordinate, merge, synchronize, you know, all of it real time. I mean, this is Israel, and quote Netanyahu's plan. He admits he wrote the subsection 224. Here was Kyle Serafin's response. It's a few minutes long last night.
I don't care about Israel at all. It's a non-factor. However, if Israel continues to shove it in my face that they're able to buy elections, that they're able to throw enough money at somebody that they can overturn a House primary and make it the most expensive primary in history, if they're going to go out there and openly lobby for things, and I very recently had a conversation with a member of the intelligence community, somebody who's about ready to retire, and the statement that I got was so unsettling. I didn't ever see a dissemination control. When you have classified documents, they basically give you the level of classification, and then they have what's called dissemination controls. And so it might be unclassified, but you can only disseminate to law enforcement or official use. It may be secret and no foreign, which means no foreign government gets it, or it's secret and you can do what's called, it says rel to, release to, and you can release it to certain groups, whether it be the Five Eyes or different countries. And there's a category underneath at least our secret classification that allows for release to the United States and Israel only. And it's specific information that only goes to those partners. It doesn't go to the Brits. It doesn't go to the Kiwis. It doesn't go to the Aussies. It doesn't go to the Canadians. It's only to Israel. And I'd never seen that when I was working in the FBI. I didn't even know it was a real thing. And I brought it up with an Intel community member and said, is this real? Like, I read about it. I see it's in the guidebook that lists out the classifications. Do we use this? And the statement came back to me, yes, and far more frequently than I'm comfortable with. And so we do crazy amounts of information sharing, but at the same time, you listen to people that have come out of the CIA, that have come out of NSA, that have come out of these DIA, and they say, the Israelis come in and they're always spying on us. They're always trying to spy on us. I've got buddies that were in law enforcement, like federal law enforcement, that were doing overseas work. They were going to, you know, other countries, and sometimes they do a landing, so, you know, in Tel Aviv or in Jerusalem. And they said when they were switching planes there, they would have beautiful women come up and do what's called a bump. On a regular basis, they would try to bump and recruit our guys that are, you know, they're all cleared personnel, but it doesn't mean they're working on sensitive stuff. Yeah, because the Israelis are constantly working against us.
Honeypots, stingrays, mm-hmm. Breaking into things. Kiriakou talks about
it. We call them a frenemy. They're a frenemy at best. And so when I keep hearing politicians come out and say they're our greatest ally, they're our greatest ally, and obviously someone is writing this PR garbage. And then the second thing that you see them always doing is conflating the presence of American Jewish people And then if you were to say something about, you know, about Israel, then you're somehow anti-Semitic because they've basically conflated the religious nature or the race of the people and the people that live in a foreign country. To me, that's bizarre. I grew up over and over hearing, Alex, you probably did too, Israel's an amazing place. It's the only liberal democracy in the Middle East. It's the only place where Christians and Muslims and Jewish people can all live together and they're all represented in the government and blah, 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 blah. And you find out, like, the way that they turn around.
Meanwhile, they're vaporizing Christian Lebanon and taking it right now.
That's right. And knocking down settlements that are in the West Bank that are Christian, the only remaining Christian settlement. It was a front and center piece of the news from a group I used to work with. And you're sitting there going, how do we ignore these two things? Because they're in conflict with each other. They cannot be our greatest ally and then also be trying to drag us into a conflict and, you know,
well,
obviously
that's the
going
thing
against
is,
what
is
Donald
there,
Trump was
is,
saying.
Is they're definitely arrogant. They're definitely making their move. And it's very unpopular and it's treasonous. And now it's front and center and it's 80% of American people don't like this. So I think Israel's bit off more than they can chew. We're almost out of time, but in the 60 seconds, how do you see this unfolding?
I think you're exactly right. I think they've bitten off more than they can chew. And I had this conversation with Mark Houck, who recently got a settlement from DOJ. He's one of the guys that was targeted by the last DOJ. And he said something to me that stuck with me. He says, the devil's always loudest when he's losing. And I thought that was a really poignant thing. And that actually turns out to be the case for a lot of different people. When you're behind the eight ball, when you're losing, you tend to be complaining and whining and louder. And you tend to be, you know, try to puff yourself up to be bigger than you are. When people are winning and they're getting away with something, they're very happy for you not to know it. I mean, that's been my experience with people. If you're doing some shenanigans behind the scene, you don't want to call any attention to that. But when you start losing and the status quo is failing on you, you might actually need to be louder than you were before. I think this rattle is almost like, you know, it has the potential of being a death rattle. Now, maybe they turn it, maybe they get what they want. But I think they've turned the Gen Alphas. I think they've turned the Gen Zs. I think they've turned a lot of people in my generation. I'm like the oldest millennial out there. I was born in 81. So, like, I think the people in my age bracket and even people older than me are looking and just going, look, we don't care that Israel exists. We're not mad that they're there. What we don't want to do is fund them. And we certainly don't want them dragging us into conflicts and wars that cost us, you know, blood and treasure.
We don't want Israel to run us. It's not our country. They're openly saying they run us, and it's wrong. Kyle Serafin, KyleSerafinShow.com, on X, Kyle Serafin. Great job. Thank you so much, my friend.
Good seeing you, Alex.
That was the end of the show last night. All right, we got the phone system up, so we're going to go to break, come back with 30 minutes with calls with our guest, Phil Turney, head of the USS Liberty Survivors Association. Stay afloat from that day to today. And that's what this is all about, the long haul. Now, here's the number for you to call in. Sorry earlier you couldn't. The phone system just locked up. Never happened before in decades. Well, this is a newer phone system, so we have this a couple years as it locked up. 512-266-0642. 512-266-0642. And if you're saying Israel and disagree or agree with us, dial your country code, our country code, 512-266-0642. The system's up. We've got about 5 minutes to break, sir, listening to Kyle Serafin talk about what he's hearing from his intelligence sources about what Israel's up to. What is your view on that?
Boy, did he hit the nail on the head. My view is that how they've infiltrated us, and he said it very well. And you know another thing, Alex, maybe this is, I shouldn't bring this up right now, but what are they going to do with that integrating the Israeli forces into the United States, our military, our intelligence, and everything else? I know Ro Khanna is trying to block it right now, and Tom Massey, and maybe one other. But have you ever heard of such a thing in your lifetime? Would you ever believe that the United States military would be integrated into the United States military? We would be under Israeli control. Whatever they did, we'd be blamed for, which we should be blamed for right now because we're funding them. We're funding America.
It's always the right time to bring this up. We got about 5 minutes to break. Let's talk about it. Netanyahu wrote letters thanking the committee, passing it out of committee, saying, thank you for implementing my plan. They've had top lawyers look at it. I've looked at it. It's very clear. It's only 5-6 pages. It says integrate, fuse, live time fusion from DARPA to the NSA to the CIA to the armed services to live time telemetry to weapons guidance to joint weapons production. And the Netanyahu says, we don't need your money now. They're going to be co-owner of our weapons. by claiming they're involved with all of our weapon systems. This is insane.
The death knell. If we do that, we give up our country to a foreign country. We've never done that in 250 years with anybody. George Washington warned of it. You know, foreign entanglements, you know, our country is first, nobody else. I mean, normal people that are living today are paying the price for what Israel's done for since 1948. America has funded it, and we're paying for it right now in lives, money, treasure, and now giving up our military to a foreign government. I can't imagine it, but I see it in real time, and it breaks my heart. Well, is this going to stop? How are they going to stop it?
Well,
the AIPAC congressman.
I'm ashamed I didn't think of what you just said. In his farewell address and in letters, he said, beware of foreign entanglements. He said, that's the number one threat to bringing down our new republic. And you read the five, six pages of the subsection, and by the way, it's in the intelligence bill, too, that Tom Cotton's supporting, the same language. It literally says fuse, integrate, live time, other, and it's the definition of guys, look at the definition of entangle versus synchronize, fuse, integrate. It's entangle just means part of it's tied up. Integrate, fuse, live time, that means sync. They say synchronize. That means we simpatico. I mean, that means we are married to this, and that's a bunch of Jonathan Pollards. It says the special agent only reports to the Secretary of Defense and the President, and literally no other, not the Joint Chiefs, not the head of the Army, Navy, cannot question any order they give them. They are to give them everything. It says it clearly in the subsection. I mean, the boldness of it. And then Netanyahu brags, he wrote it. You see that letter he wrote to the committee, thanking him for his plan being implemented?
Yes, I did, and it's insulting. It's insulting to even entertain it. And for Cotton to bring that up, I mean, he should be hung. He's a traitor. Everybody that puts the Israeli flag ahead of the red, white, and blue, we love this country. We fought for it. We've died for it. But nobody should die for the Zionist state. And I can't believe Cotton and the rest of them even thinking about this. And I mean, it makes me feel un-American. It makes me feel sad. It makes me feel terrible.
George Washington said it, beware foreign entanglements.
And here we are. How are we going to get out of it? I mean, we are married to him. We got to cut this marriage off right now. I mean, a divorce. We got to divorce these people immediately before they take us over and kill us all. We'll all be their slaves. That's what they want.
Yeah, people have been using the marriage analogy. I totally agree. People have been using the marriage analogy. It's more like Israel's the pimp, and we're the crack whore he lets people put cigarettes out on.
That's very well put. Yeah, very well put. I'll have to agree with you 100%. My goodness. Yeah, that was perfect. That was a perfect analogy.
We're a poor crack whore. He just drags around by the hair and hands over about 100 johns a day. Netanyahu's the pimp. I don't sell crap. Bovine colostrum. I'm going to get back to news. I didn't do any plug in the first hour. And Bigley, about a year ago, puts out a survey. A lot of you that are, you know, if you're a VIP, you get surveys. And you know, once a month or something, they'll ask, hey, what are you wanting? Or what are you liking best? Or what products would you like? And that's smart to ask customers that, right? And you're kind and you tell us. And it came back. Bovine colostrum was in the top two or three every time. And so was high-grade beef tallow, which we now have for you as you requested. And it's a great seller. Not rocket scientist to ask your customers what they want. That's the number one rule of sales. Well, have a great product and find out what your customer wants. You can say the customer's always right. I think there's something better I'm going to tell you, but I'm not going to argue with it. But that's an important rule of sale, but I don't think it's the most ethical point. I'll actually tell you what I think I need to know. So we got samples of it in before we even private labeled it from a top place to say, hey, you got to try this. Well, and now I'm taking it because I don't know how good it is. I'm like, okay, the survey wants bovine colostrum, the first milk of 2 weeks out of a mammal. I know it supercharges the immune system. I know it has all these immunity factors that goes in. It's like the natural vaccine. I mean, I know it's great. I know that going back to Germany hundreds of years ago in the UK, and even out west here in the U.S., if they had a sickly kid or a preemie, they would give them the colostrum. They would call it the first milk of a donkey. It was like always in all the literature, like the medical doctors, like that's the, oh my God, donkey. Donkey colostrum is like, whoa, man. They're like that, or donkey. And then horse is good. Goats are good, but it's always donkey's the best. It says, you know, the first 2 weeks milk, the colostrum of a jenny. That's in medical books from Germany, the UK, the US. That's how powerful colostrum is. Well, we don't have big, you know, creameries and dairies with a bunch of female donkeys, so you're going to have to settle with the cow. But it's good. And so they send in the canister of the company we're going to private label it from, and I'm like, eh, okay. And so I throw it in the back of my car with some other stuff, and a couple days later, I go to have dinner at my parents, and I go, hey, my mom takes, I've seen her take colostrum and stuff. You know, women like their hair and their nails and all that. I'll give her this. So I go in and give her a couple canisters of it and everything. And then about 2 months later, my mom is like, Alex, I want some more of that. That is incredible.
Several weeks later.
Mom, you got to listen. The products are amazing.
Well, this one, like I said, I don't do testimonials. There's a lot of good products, but this is the first one that I can go, whoa, it's in a back problem that I've had since Alex was born. Is almost completely gone after 50, however many years. And my hair is much thicker than it has been. And I have good hair anyway, but it's much thicker. And this is brand new.
Turned darker.
And darker.
So now she gets it from us, she orders it from us, but that just gives you an example of I'm not selling crap, okay? I'm not gonna sell you something that doesn't work. Now, with colostrum, it's going to take, you're going to feel it right away in a few days, but it's going to take, you know, months for you to see it with the skin and the hair and the nails and all that for it to really kick in. But I'm telling you, you are nuts if you don't go to the alexjonesstore.com and get these right now. Just go get it. And then we can expand and have our legal battles and beat the New World Order, and you'll be as happy as a pig in poop. And there's a bunch of sales on all the best-selling products right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And I can't be bought. I am simply funded by you if you like the work we're doing.
Nice try, globalist, but Alex Jones is still here, and he's not leaving. Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
The last beacon of truth in a world of deception, it's Alex Jones.
PhilTurneyPodcast.com is where you get signed copies of Stay Afloat from that day to today by Phil Turney, U.S. Liberty Survivor, U.S. Navy Veteran, and Patriot. Amazing time he spent with us today. We got the phone system up, and we found out from the phone company the box it's on downtown got shut off. We had to turn it. It wasn't a bill or anything. It just had to be rebooted. That's never happened before. But we got a hold of our folks. The phone company got it fixed. Let's go ahead and take some phone calls. For Phil Turney. Phil, before we go to these calls, anything else you'd like to add?
No, I do want to add something. I know you've advertised my book, and God bless you for that, but I put my heart and soul into this book, I think it'll be a good read for all Americans, and they'll learn a lot about me. It's a memoir of sorts, but I really appreciate you helping me out on that, Alex. And yeah, I'm glad to take any calls.
Absolutely. And here's a nice message you gave me. And get your signed copy, folks, there at PhilTurneyPodcast.com. Very historic, and it couldn't be coming out at a big level at a better time. Because I'm telling you, I've studied Israel. I've studied different Western governments, you know, that pull this type of crap. And what they do is they do false flags when things aren't going their way. Are you at just a political and also just gut level for me looking at what other moves does Israel have? Primarying people that are patriots, running MTG out, targeting Thomas Massie with $30+ million, now $40 million, saying they're going to target everybody else. I'm really concerned about what else the Israel lobby might pull. I'm really concerned about false flags.
Very good question and very good thought, because I am too. I am too. A false flag is a part of their modus. What is the motto of Mossad? By deception we shall deceive. And everything they do is by deception. And it's never in the interest of the United States. It's always in the interest of Israel and their Talmud and what they believe. And that isn't the American values we're paying for right now to support Israel. And that's the saddest part of it all for me, Alex. It just breaks my heart.
And if you politically look at what Israel's doing, it's not going to be good for them long term. But it's all, like you said, messianic, end of the world, crazy town stuff. Let's go in the order the calls are received. Jason in Michigan, then Brian, Leo, Daniel, Joe, and others. So Jason in Michigan, you say your uncle rebuilt the USS Liberty Memorial. Tell us about that.
Hey, Alex, how's it going? Originally, I moved back to Michigan. It's just a little tiny town I grew up in, Manistee, Michigan. And he was actually in the Navy, but somehow he got this whole ceremony. We put up a big cannon. It's right on the riverbanks of the channel overlooking our little downtown. And we had Doc, a Congressional Medal of Honor recipient that was on the boat, and then a bunch of other guys, and I got to sit and talk with them. And I mean, you'd hear their stories, and they'd have tears coming from their eyes just because they, for years, like decades, they tried to like talk to Congress, and they all just shut the doors on them. And it's pretty sad.
Wow. So your uncle, Phil might even know your uncle.
Ted is his name. Ted Aarons.
Ted Aarons, absolutely, I know Ted.
Yeah, good guy.
Ted's a very, very good man.
Yeah, and I think you were actually there as well, because it's right there. We have a little veteran, like the whole bank, all along the channel going out to Lake Michigan. There's a bunch of memorials, but we kind of took over and built like a bunch of them for the USS Liberty, and we did a whole ceremony there. And yeah, I got to have lunch with Doc. He was really great guy, but yeah, it's just the truth has got to come out one way or another. But on a side note, sorry to digress, but it was like 2007. My dad had a heart attack, and I was emergency flight. And somehow from California, they hit me in Texas. And I'm sitting there waiting, and I seen some guy getting on behind me. And I turned around, and I just kind of laughed, and I was like, oh, the Big Lebowski. I was like, the dude. And he kind of chuckled, and he's like, well, my name is Rob Dew, and they call me the Dew, and I sat there and talked for 3 hours. You know, I had a head injury and stuff.
Rob Dew looks just like Jeff Bridges in the Big Lebowski. All right, brother, I appreciate your call. Thank you. Let's go to Leo in California. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, Alex. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah, pardon my ignorance, but I didn't know too much about the accidental attack on that battleship. Now that I've been listening to the session, are you folks thoughts that it might have not been an accident? And it
made
a false flag.
It wasn't an armed ship. It wasn't a battleship. It was a reconnaissance ship.
Reconnaissance. Okay.
A reconnaissance ship. And it was, it's 100% staged. It's come out from all the eyewitnesses. The people on the boat were key witnesses, but the people at the highest level in Admiral Moore's commission who were able to see all the stuff that got covered up. I mean, we know this was a staged event. But do you have any questions for our guest, Leo?
I just want to say I admire, you and thank you for your service, sir. It's a tragic thing that happened. And I'm just kind of blown away as to how we've gotten in this position with Israel, but it didn't happen overnight. I'm 37 years old, and I remember in elementary school they'd condition us to have allegiance with Israel. Like, they'd tell us, "Oh, Israel's our best friend. Israel's our greatest ally." And then if you're religious or have some kind of form of Christianity, even more so, because that's where Jesus grew up in that area. So there's a sense of allegiance towards them, but they've conditioned us since we were children to think that way. And even though all of these things seem overnight, like this epiphany of, oh my gosh, how does Israel have us in a chokehold? It's happened for many years, and it's not going to happen overnight where we can, you know, get out of their grasp. And unfortunately, like, through voting, I've lost faith in voting. I mean, here in California, we voted for Bianchi and he didn't make the cut. And it's, I feel like the only way we can make a difference is in our households with our loved ones, our children, you know, and our spouses and hopefully our friends.
Well, exactly. We definitely can make the individual choices morally ourselves in our lives. And because there is fraud in elections, you don't not be involved. You get more involved to expose it. That's the process. Thanks for the call. I'm going to get our guest's take on that. What's your view on what the listener just said?
Well, you know, he made a good point, Alex. He was brought up that way. And there was a reason for that. They're conditioned. All of us were conditioned. I was conditioned as a child going to school, about Israel and the Holocaust and how badly they were treated and everything else. And they're conditioned that way. All of us were. But now that conditioning is wearing very thin. You weren't supposed to learn about the USS Liberty in any school, not even now. But it should be required reading about the USS Liberty and why and the what for it happened in all schools, even in grade school, high school, and college. It should be taught a college course about the USS Liberty and the implications it could have aroused from that in a nuclear war. That's very important for America to understand. It's very important for the world to understand how close we came to a nuclear, terrible war that would change the whole world that we live in right now. So that's just the way it is.
And Phil, elaborate on that, people that weren't there in 67 like you were in the Mediterranean off the coast of Israel. What war was going on, what the plan was, how it could have caused nuclear war, and how we had nuclear bombers in the air?
Yeah, well, it was a six-day war. We got there, I think, on the fourth day of the war. And the implications of nuclear tip bombs, airplanes in the air to sacrifice millions for the greater good of Israel. You have to remember, this is all pre-planned. The Greater Israel Project, which is going on right now. And everybody sees it, but what are we going to do about it? We're going to stand tall as Americans against a foreign government that wants to infiltrate us. We're going to unelect the Zionist lobby, the AIPAC whores in Congress. It would rather get a paycheck from AIPAC or get reelected for power, money, greed, or whatever they want. Get people in there to care about America, like Thomas Massie, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and one or two more.
I totally agree. And for those that don't know, I'm sure you saw this, but if you didn't, we can play the club. Jonathan Pollard, the famous spy that Trump pardoned the last admin, he goes out and does interviews and podcasts, and he talks about in 73, they held Nixon hostage. And Kissinger wasn't going to keep giving them weapons after they'd already basically won. They wanted to expand it. And so they said no. So they said, look at that fighter bomber out there with your satellite. It's got hydrogen bombs on it. And then they held them nuclear hostage with the Samson option. And I don't just believe Pollard. That's come out in some reports in Congress as well. But, I mean, just look at the arrogance there. And I'm really concerned about being held nuclear hostage now with the modern Samson option. Phil Turney, what do you think of that?
I think the modern Samson option is closer than we ever realized. They're holding hostage America. What do they have, 200 nukes?
Probably
they
more.
They wanted to destroy the world? Is that what they wanted? And that scoundrel right there, that piece of crap, you know, turns some of the most sensitive secrets over to Israel, betrayed our great country, and he gets a free pass sent back to Israel, and Netanyahu greets him at the airport, and he's a hero for being a spy against the greatest country in the world, that used to be the greatest country in the world until they got involved with Israel.
Well, I've interviewed a lot of high-level intelligence folks, and I've seen even the press reports, the stuff that Pollard got a lot of our people killed. I mean, Pollard gave away our spy networks, our secrets, everything.
Yeah, they got it all. They got it all, and he got a pass, and everybody's fine with it. I mean, that's the power of the Zionist lobby in our country, and it has become a cancer. It's a cancer we better get rid of, or it's going to overcome us. We're going to die from it sooner or later. And I hate to be so, I guess you'd call
dark,
downwritten about it, but it's the truth. I mean,
well, you're being a realist. I agree with you. Any foreign entity, particularly Israel, really trying to had a lot of power before, but it's definitely trying to be the big swinging, you know what, in the room. And it's just terrible. Daniel in Texas, then Joe and Brian. That's all we got time for calls because the show's over, and then the war room starts coming up today, 3 p.m. Central. Normally Harrison Smith. And today, is it Rex Jones or is it Rob Due? But let's, speaking of Rob Due, let's go to Daniel in Texas. You're on the air with the head of the USS Liberty Association. Go ahead.
Hi, Mr. Turney. I just want to give a little word of encouragement. There's a big population of Americans, especially the younger group, that are waking up to everything you've been through. And the light is starting to shine in all the cockroaches. So I just want to give you a word of encouragement to hang in there. There's a lot of people waking up to this, triple the number from when I was younger. So what you're doing is working. And now we got the ball rolling. And now we just got to keep this ball rolling.
Well, I agree with you, except I would say, I don't know how old you are, but I'd say 100 times more people are awake now. I mean, when I was first learning about the Liberty 30 years ago, I learned about it earlier from my uncle, but you know, didn't really pay attention to it. I started talking about it 30 years ago. I mean, there might have been 1% of people that knew. And I want to come back to you, Daniel, real quick. But Phil, I mean, exponentially, what percentage would you say people are awake to Liberty now compared to 40 years ago?
Oh, it's like a rocket ship, Alex. It's taken off. And, you know, the younger people are the ones that, and I'm so proud of them. You know, you think about the greatest generation when we were fighting World War II. We have another greatest generation coming up now that are smart, that can see the truth, Alex, and they don't like what they see, and they want change. So God bless the younger the Gen Zs and the 50 years old. They're finally waking up because of shows like yours, social media, podcasts all over the country, and they see how we've became a slave of a foreign country with 9 million people. In 1948, they came there by Truman, and there was two things he could do. He could either do it or face the consequences. So that's how much power they had then.
Absolutely.
We're almost out of time.
Go ahead. Sorry.
I'm just saying the Palestinians welcomed them with open arms, and look what they got.
Daniel, finish up. Anything else?
Yeah, I just want to get the message out there kind of to people for everybody. The truth is getting out there, but I think we have to look at it and we have to understand what's going on biblically. I feel like that's the most important part. Alex, years ago, the only reason why I'm here talking to you right now is because of you. So, man, I tip my hat to you and everything I've learned from you. In 2011, you had a pastor on. His name was Chuck Baldwin. He became my pastor, and I live here. I live in New Braunfels, but I tune in every Sunday, and I've been going to church at Liberty Fellowship with Chuck Baldwin. We got one of the survivors. I forget his name, but he is part of our church, and Pastor Baldwin has him on from time to time, and he comes to visit our church. But Pastor Baldwin right now is breaking this down biblically so we understand biblically what we're dealing with and how these people are. And you know, I feel that.
Absolutely. We're out of time, brother. I appreciate your call. I got to get everybody else now. Joe in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead. Thanks, Joe.
Hey, guys. Just want to apologize to both of you guys for American citizens of what's been going on. You deserve all the respect in the world, Alex. And, of course, you, Phil, serving the ultimate. And, Alex, you are the only one that I heard about 20 years ago that ever even broached this subject. And kudos to both of you for still going and trying. It's like, it's an atrocity. And Trump let us down again with this one, unfortunately, and I'm not a Trump hater. I went to bat for him for 3 times, and if it was anybody that was going to switch and help us with this situation, it would have been him, but obviously not. Your thoughts?
Well, I mean, from my sources at the White House, Trump is legitimately mad at Netanyahu, says they tricked him into the war. Still Trump's mistake, but Netanyahu is the real culprit. And look, Trump's got big problems, but I want to see him do the right thing. So I'm not going to disengage from Trump. I'm going to keep promoting him doing the right thing. Phil, what do you think about Trump?
Well, I'm kind of a mixed message on that, Alex. I hope he does the right thing. He is the president of the United States. His obligation is to the people of this country. And I hope he's seen enough of the slander that Netanyahu puts on him and our Congress. You better do it or else. And that's where I'm at. I don't think Trump's going to do it for him anymore. I hope not.
Well, Trump knows it's killing the economy. He believed Netanyahu would last 4 days. And I wouldn't have cried if, you know, we took the mullahs out to get rid of them. But no, it's for Israel, and it's for regime change. And now Israel wants to attack Turkey and Egypt again. It's never enough in their greater Israel project. Thank you, Joe. Last caller, Brian in Texas, you're on the air with Phil Turney. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks, Alex. So I was on the Republican Party of Texas Platform Committee this past week in Houston, Texas, and I brought a resolution forward to calling for disengagement of the United States from the Persian Gulf, eventual disengagement, and also removing some of the, you know, the anti-Semitism language, you know, that uses the International Holocaust Remembrance Organization definition. And I got yelled at. They were booing me on the floor of the convention. You could see it on YouTube where wow. I bring, this is 5,000 delegates. And so what has happened, Alex and Phil, is there is a Christian Zionist boomer element that is in the party that is very strong, that shows up at these conventions and dominates them. And what we need, just to echo what some of the other callers came in and said, is we need this next generation of, you know, red-pilled conservatives, you know, base restorationists, people willing to question the status quo of the Republican Party. It's a lot of millennials, a lot of Zoomers, basically taking over the party. And I don't know.
That's right. We've got to get involved in the machinery. Instead of being disillusioned with politics, we got to get in at the machinery, precinct, convention level, delegate level.
Absolutely. At the delegate level, the precinct level, you're absolutely right. And it's going to take time. But, you know, like when I brought that resolution forward, and it wasn't even, I mean, this resolution was supportive of Israel, but it was saying we need to disengage from the Middle East long term. And you're not going to, you know, call people like Tucker Carlson an anti-Semite. But they were so mad at me. I've been getting.
What's the name of the YouTube video? We'll find it and put it in post when we repost this interview. What was.
Yeah, well, it's a the Republican Party of Texas did a they put the convention on YouTube. It's toward the very end of it. I'll send it to your guys here in a little bit, Alex. But you can see me going up to the mic. You can hear the boos. But people were coming up to me afterwards, thanking me, saying, "We're with you, Brian." The topic of the USS Liberty was being brought up, by the way, Phil. Right. So people are well aware.
That's great news. Send that to us or put you on hold to tell the producers where to find it, because I want to throw that clip in here, not in the live show. It's almost over, but when we post this to X and Rumble, we'll insert that in right there. Phil, you're coming to Texas. We'll talk to you soon. Amazing job. Stay afloat from that day to today. And PhilTurneyPodcast.com. God bless you, sir. Look forward to speaking to you soon. Great job.
My pleasure, and God bless you, Alex, and your staff, and God bless America.
God bless you. Thank you, sir. Talk to you soon. We're covering the hard subjects, whether it's new pandemics or the UN or the Chi-Coms or the globalists or the pedophile Hollywood left or Israel trying to take control of our politics. We're just going to cover balls and strikes here, and that's what this is all about. But I can't do it without your word of mouth, sharing the articles and videos, without your prayer, and without you supporting us financially. And it's so easy. We sell you the very best products at the very best prices. The new water filtration system is the highest rated, cuts out all the forever chemicals, the atrazine, the glyphosate, hundreds and hundreds of others. You should not be drinking normal water, even bottled water and stuff's full of crap. You can put swamp water in this, pool water in this, comes out totally clean. Take tap water, clean the garbage out. There's 3 gallons, beautiful stainless steel, the very best, and the very best water filtration system inside. So easy to put together. It takes about 2 minutes to put together. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and get the platinum gravity-fed filter out there right now. And again, another shipment's coming in. It's about to sell out again, so get your order in right now. Separately, we have the end of spring super sale, mega sale going right now. Ultimate Life Force, the very best spike protein, cardiovascular booster pill. It's got all the great ingredients in it that just supercharged all the scientists say the best. That's 50% off. That's about to end in a couple days. Everything else is on sale as well. TheAlexJonesStore.com, the ultramethylene blue, the Irish sea moss, the Shilajit, not sexy names, but sexy results, the best bovine colostrum. It's all there at TheAlexJonesStore.com. But whatever you do, continue to be the Paul Revere's. Take the live feed at Real Alex Jones on X. Share it. Take the live feed on Rumble at rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. That's the new headquarters. The new site with all the feeds and audio and video and all the articles and reports, alexjoneslive.com. Please share that with everybody you know and those you don't know. It has a huge, huge effect. So thank you so much for being here with us. Rob Dew is hosting today for Harrison Smith taking a short vacation. So the War Room's coming up with Rob Dew, 3 to 6 p.m. We'll find all that at Real Alex Jones on X and Rumble as well. So share that link. Thank you so much.
Tonight at midnight, Alex Jones was thrown out and locked out of his InfoWars studio along with his crew after the 8-year-long legal battle trying to shut him down and censor him is coming to a close. And liberal media are celebrating with headlines like this. The lights go out at Alex Jones InfoWars. And InfoWars.com, the domain name, now has a message that just says off air. But these people don't know anything about Alex Jones, because if you just go to alexjoneslive.com, the website looks very similar to the old InfoWars website. And look at there! There is a live feed of his show, the Alex Jones Show, now just not using the InfoWars name. Where he is continuing and hasn't missed a beat. If you go to the Apple App Store and the Android App Store and search for AJN Live, you can download the new Alex Jones Live app, where you can still listen to his show streamed live on your phone. Or you can just find and follow Alex Jones on Twitter X, where he still has 4.5 million followers, because despite the lawyer's attempts to try to take his personal account, they failed. And you can see there the live icon around his profile photo shows that he is live streaming the show there on repeat 24/7.
There is a war raging for the future of humanity. We have opened a new front at alexjoneslive.com. They thought they could silence us. They thought they could drive us off the air. They failed. We are back. Stronger, louder, unbroken. Find the feeds. Hear the broadcast. Share the signal. AlexJonesLive.com. The coordinates of freedom.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.